Praise the Lord. He reigns. Amen. Hallelujah. Welcome to the fifth day of our time together, the first fruit of the year unto the Lord. Hallelujah. It's been a wonderful experience so far, and tonight is going to be an extraordinary night for everyone here. Hallelujah. And God spoke to me to bring us this man of God. Something leaped inside of me because I knew that God had something on his mind for us. These meetings are not being held for me. It's for you. We want you blessed beyond measure. Mama and I know how to go collect for ourselves. Amen? But we want you to have so much deposited inside of you as this year begins. So it's a joy, a great joy for me to welcome tonight a dear man of God. But before I welcome him, let us pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for your presence here. We welcome you, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. We thank you, Lord, O God, for the amazing transition that is taking place even now. There is a shift. Thank you, Lord, for this supernatural shift. It is a shift, O God, into greater dimensions, O God, and that which you have already settled in your mind before the foundations of the earth. But now God will manifest in your people. We thank you for your servant that, O God, is going to operate as an oracle from your presence and bring a word, your prophetic word, that will impact each life here present. We thank you, Lord, O God, for your grace sufficient and for the enabling anointing of your Holy Spirit. Blessed be your holy name. Thank you for hearing ears, seeing eyes, hands, O God, that are anointed, feet, O God, swift to doing that which is right, preaching the gospel, and a mouth, O God, that prophetically declares, your kingdom come, your will done in the earth as it is in heaven. Hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done here, even now. Father, we give you praise for this. Hallowed be your name. Amen and amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. You may be seated. Well, it's a joy, this beautiful moment. I see nothing. Please, media. It's a great joy to welcome this man of God, Dr. Oni Okpon. He is going to speak to us tonight. You know, he is in a city, a great city called San Jose. I spent some time in San Jose. My first place I stayed in San Jose, I don't know if he will know it, it's on a street called Easy Street. That's where I've met a dear woman of God, Ethel Harris. She's gone home to be with the Lord now, but just an amazing woman of God. Dr. Oni, can you hear me?
Yes, man of God, how are you?
Can you get us to connect? I can't hear you. Can you hear me?
Can you hear me now?
Yes, I can hear you now. Praise the Lord. How are you doing?
Praise the Lord.
Amen. You look in Kenyan. Huh?
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. You dress like you're from Kenya or something. I can hear you. Can you hear us? Hello? I can hear you. Speak up.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Why isn't he hearing us? Can we find out why? Can you hear us?
I can see you, but I cannot hear them.
Yeah, that's right. What's going on? Okay. Dr. Okpong, go ahead. Start speaking.
Man of God, are you able to hear me?
Yes, we can hear you. I can hear you.
Are you able to see me?
Yes, I can see you. I can see you. I can hear you.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Okay, perfect.
It's your perfect turn.
God bless everyone, church. How are you today?
Blessed and highly favored.
Okay, I'm coming in from Canada. I mean, from San Jose, California. And I am a great friend to the man of God. And I thank God for the invitation to come your way, church. I believe that what God will do today in the life of this ministry will never leave your life the same again. I bring greetings from my spiritual father. I have to actually let him know I was going to be joining you guys today, Papa Ayo Orise Jafo. I want to share with you, if you have your Bible with me or with you, I would like for you to open to the book of Luke chapter number 13, verse number 6. I'm going to be preaching from Luke chapter number 13 from verse number 6. Then I will read verse 7. Then I'll read verse 9. And I'll bring you the word. Let us pray. Bow your head wherever you are, from the pew to the music department. Let's just bow our head in prayer. Father, thank you for the moment like this. Thank you for creating this avenue so we can come together to break fasting and break the word together. Your word said, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all other things shall be added. And so, Lord, we have come to seek the kingdom first. We've come to put you first. We've come to make you a priority this year in 2024. I'm asking, O Lord, that this act of obedience to your word, putting you first as our first fruit, will bring increase and in all dimensions of our life, in all areas of our life. Let this year be a year to testify. Let this year be a year to conquer. Let this year be a year of victory to many who are under the sound of my voice. In the name of Jesus, we give you the glory for your word as it proceeds out of my mouth. May your name be glorified in Jesus' mighty name. And everyone say,
amen.
Amen and amen. All right, without wasting time, let me dive into the word. So I'm reading, if you can read along with me, the scripture is Luke 13, verse 6, 7, 8, and 9. And I read, the Bible said, he spake also these parables. A certain man had a tree, a fig tree planted in his vineyard. And he came and sought fruit thereon and found none. Look at verse 7. Then said he unto the dresser of his vineyard, behold, these 3 years I come seeking fruit on this tree and find none. Cut it down. Why cumbereth it the ground? Verse 8 said, and he answering said unto him, this is the reply of the dresser, Lord, let it alone this year also. Lord, let it alone this year also, till I shall dig about it and dung it. If you come from where I came from, Africa, you know what it means to dig and dung, because we are farmers in nature. Most of us have to do farming. But let me read verse number 9. And if it beareth fruit, well. And if not, then after that thou shalt cut it down. I want to preach to you on what I call, this is your year. Turn around to your neighbor and say, this is my year. This is my year. Look at someone in your house or wherever you're watching from. I want you to connect to this altar right now, because it's about to be a blessing. There are three important persons that I want to bring up to you in this parable. Number one, the owner of the tree. Number two, the dresser of the tree. Number three, the tree itself. So let's go back to that again. The owner of the tree is God. The dresser of the tree is Jesus. The tree is me and you. And so the Bible says the owner of the tree for 3 years been coming. He's been coming into this vineyard to look for fruit from the tree. I want you to understand that God plant each and every one of us wherever we are to be a fruit. Every year he will come. Every year he will come, every beginning of the year, assuming he will come every January, and looking for fruit from this tree. For 3 years, he said to the dresser of the field, I have been coming. I have been coming. I don't know how many years behind us it is that we couldn't bear the fruit that we needed. And so he instructed the dresser of the tree to cut down the tree. This is how I know that the dresser of the tree is Jesus. He said, give it one more year. The dresser of the tree decided to stand in the middle. He stood in the middle between the owner, which is God, and the tree. And he said, give it one more year. Come on, Aladaba Santa Yadaba. Give it one more year. I believe here tonight or this evening that this one more year is this 2024. Can somebody shout hallelujah? He said, give it one more year. One more year. I got some work to do on this tree. I'm going to dig about it and I'm going to dunk it. Give it one more year. Ladies and gentlemen, God expects us to be a fruit. And I prophesy to you this year that you will be a fruit. Your business will be a fruit. Your marriage will be a fruit. Your children will be a fruit. And so God have issues with the tree, because the tree did not have any fruit on it. Are you saying to me, man of God, the last year, because of the pandemic, I lost my job. I couldn't be a fruit. I didn't do as well as I would have loved to do. I prophesy to you this year, it's not going to be like last year. This year is going to be a year where your fruit will begin to find you, and you will find your fruit in the name of Jesus. Can I hear somebody shout amen to that word? This year will not be like last year. The man said, I keep coming. I keep coming. Every year he kept coming and there was nothing on the tree. Dr. Ini, I have been struggling. Dr. Ini, I've been trying to be a fruit. Let's talk about fruit for a moment. A fruit could be something that you've been desiring to see happen in your life. A fruit could be that business, that marriage. Everyone married to have fruit, not just children, but fruit of joy, happiness in that marriage. What is it in your life that you know hasn't bear fruit in the last years? Instead of Jesus to let the owner cut it down, he said, give it one more year. That's how I know he was Jesus himself. He was Jesus because only Jesus is our mediator. And he stood in the middle and said, I will take the responsibility to making sure that this new year, this very year, 2024, this tree bears fruit. That's why he was hung on a tree. Because of us, he was hung on the tree. Ladies and gentlemen, when we fast and pray, the scripture, and I quoted, when we pray, said, seek ye first the kingdom. You see why we put God first at the beginning of the year? It's because if we make God a priority, if we put God first, then the rest of the year will just be God and God and about him. If we put ourselves first, I'm sure you all are on fasting here in California. We are doing a Daniel fast for 14 days, 2 weeks. And I know that you guys been fasting, and many, many believers, many kingdom lovers are waiting upon the Lord at the beginning of the year like these. Why? Because we prioritize God. We put God first. We deny ourselves that pleasure of food and food and food and food, and put God first, put ourselves on the altar, reconsecrate ourselves, and, you know, sanitize our hands, our heart, our mind before we kick into the year. So let me say this to you. God is interested in the fast that we are fasting now. God is interested in us knowing him first. And I pray for somebody under the sound of my voice, because you put God first, because you fast here, because you wait on God here, your result is going to be so much that man cannot measure it in the name of Jesus. Can somebody say amen to that prayer? The man's the dresser. Let me talk about the dresser. Excuse me. The dresser is Christ, a mediator. The dresser of this field. Say, to the owner of the field, I know you're upset. I know you're angry. But I want you to give it one more year. This looks to me as the work of Christ. I want you to reason that with me. It's only Jesus Christ who will stand between the honor of a tree and a common tree. A common tree like me and you, it would have been cut off. But he said, I have two things I'm going to do for this tree. I want you to notice that God plant us where we will bear fruit. There's some of us in Canada. He knows you will bear fruit in Canada. There's some of us in Europe. He knows you will bear fruit in Europe. There's some of us in Africa, in Asia, wherever you're watching from. God puts you there because he knows that you will bear fruit there. You will bring result. When I'm talking fruit, I'm talking result. God knows you will bear fruit there. But there was something wrong with that tree. There was something wrong. How do I know? The dresser of the tree says, I'm going to dig about it. And I'm going to dung it. I'm going to dig about that tree. Meaning the dresser of the tree acknowledges that this particular tree had an issue. I don't know what issue you're dealing with. I don't know what is obstructing your fruit. What is blocking your prayers. What is hindering your testimony. But there is a dresser of the tree right with us this evening. And I'm telling you, instead of him to cut you down, to cut us down, he's going to dig about it. Come on now. He's going to dig about it and he's going to dung it. Two important things that the dresser will do. Number one, he will stand in the gap for you. Number two, He will dig about it. What does it really mean to dig about it? My father used to work for the Ministry of Agriculture in Africa, in Nigeria precisely. And he was a farmer. And so every now and then he would take us to the field. In the farm, we cut down the tree and we dig the ground and put crops like corn, cassava, palm trees, and palm oil and palm oil seed. And you can go on and on. And we did almost everything. What does it mean to dig about it? Well, how can you dig into a problem? Number one, write it down. You can dig into a problem or a tree that have a problem through prayers. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Prayer is digging deep. You can dig about a problem spiritually through the act of intercession. And I'm sure that is why you are here. In a few moments, I'm going to be prophesying to many of you, and I'm going to be praying over your life. But let's talk about digging about it. In the year 2023, we said it was going to be easy. But guess what? It was rough for a lot of people. Maybe it was easy for you. Thank God. But it was rough for a lot of people. But prayer is what carry us through in the middle of the storm. David said, though I walk through the valley of the shadows of death. Shadows walking through is January, February, March, April, May, June, July, August, September, October, November, and December. Walking through. Sometimes we start very well, and then the enemy descends on the path of our journey. But I pray for you today, as you dig into this fasting and prayer, may God begin to show you the treasure of life. May God begin to show you revelation to your word. May God begin to show you revelation to your destiny in the mighty name of Jesus. Can somebody in the room shout amen like thunder? Come on now. Hallelujah. Number two, we dig about it through worship. Hallelujah. You know, when you get into the presence of the Lord, you can never remain the same. That's why you mustn't miss the presence of the Lord. I want to say one thing that I've noticed in diaspora. Those of you in diaspora like myself, whether you're in Europe, in Canada, in America, we're all the same. We tend to forget where we came from. Some of us in diasporas are doing very well. And as a result of doing very well, which is good, which is what God wants, we tend to forget about being in God's presence. You see, if you got it through prayer, you have to also keep it through prayers. If you got it through fire, you got to keep it through fire. If you got your salvation from God and you know he saved you, he kept you, and you are firing up for Jesus, don't let the struggle of this land take you away from the presence of God. The Bible says in the presence of God, there is fullness of joy. Ladies and gentlemen, let's go back and dig God and dig deep in his presence. In the presence of God, pleasures are evermore. In the presence of God, answers are given to prayer. Why am I fasting for 21 days? Why am I fasting for 7 days? Why am I fasting for 14 days? Because in the presence of God, my strength is derived. Every time David said, I was glad when they say, let us go to the house of the Lord. Don't deny yourself the house of the Lord. You can join through Zoom. You can join through Facebook, YouTube. But make sure that you create an atmosphere to dig in worship. Number three, and I'm not going to go too long because I want to pray with some of you. Number three, you can dig about it through the word of God. That is answer in what you're looking for. And that answer is in this word of God. You see, I moved up here into California. I moved into California. I came from Africa into California 19 years ago. October will make me 20 years here. And ever since I came, I've been holding onto this word. In storms, in rain, in snow. Today, we can talk about the church that has grown from, I'm not here to brag. I'm just sharing testimony with you. We have mustard seed in Fort Lauderdale. We have mustard seed in Salinas, California, in Brooklyn, New York, in Atlanta, Georgia. We have mustard seed in Bridgeport, Connecticut, and we have it, and we intend to have it everywhere. Why? Because when I came, the Lord said to me, if you keep my word, I will keep my promises. If you keep God's word, he will keep the promises he made for you. He made to you before you came here or where you were born. Every one of us are tied to his word. His prophecies are tied to his word. His prayers are tied to his word. His covenant with you is tied to his word. His decision, his promises for you are tied to God's word. And I want you to know this year that you are supposed to dig into his word. Hallelujah, somebody. Now you ready to dunk it? The dresser said to the owner, I'm going to dig about it, pray about it, worship about it, and study about it. I have so many to give you, but I'm just going to limit it to three because I want to go into dunking about it. Ladies and gentlemen, the reason why this tree wasn't bearing fruit was not really that it wasn't planted with other trees. Other trees were bearing fruit. Are you hearing me, church? I hope I'm at the right place and you hearing me well. I'm coming live from my studio. We have a little radio studio station here in San Jose, California that we broadcast. So I hope my voice is clear and you can hear me. Now he said, I'm going to dunk about it. It's not only in basketball that we dunk. The word dunk means I'm going to put a fertilizer on it. And before the invention of the chemical called fertilizer, there was what we call manure. How many of you know that? Manure stink. It smells horrible. Come on. You know what I'm saying. But when it touches the soil, woo, hallelujah, when it touches the soil, it becomes the energy that the tree needs. That tree was lacking a manure. That tree was lacking something. What is it that is lacking in your life today? I pray in the name of Jesus, God will turn your mess into a message in the name of Jesus. Every mess around you that the enemy has brought into your life, God is going to turn it into a fertilizer. God is going to turn it into a testimony. God is going to turn that lawsuit into a testimony. God is going to turn that divorce into a testimony. God is going to turn that court case into a testimony. God is going to turn that your child problem into a testimony. I see somebody mess becoming a message. I see somebody mess becoming a powerful tool in the hand of God to weed away all the mockery that the enemy has mocked you. It's about to become a testimony. Lift your hand and shout hallelujah. I believe God that though the men around you may say you are out of season, but I see you coming into your season. Give it one more year. That's the topic of my message. One more year. That year is this year. I pray for you today concerning the works of your hand. This is your year. Turn around and tell a neighbor, this is my year. This is my year. This is my year. I'm coming into fruitfulness. I'm coming into power. I'm coming into spiritual growth. I'm coming into expansion. I'm coming into multiplication. I'm coming into becoming a giant. And guess what now, church? When the man came back, whoo, hallelujah, when the honor came back, the tree bloom and blossom. The tree had fruit on them. You will bear fruit this year in the name of Jesus. You will bear fruit. You know that Joseph said, you meant it for evil, but God turned it around. Joseph said to the brothers, you meant this for evil. They said you will not bear fruit, but they meant it for evil though. God is going to turn that around and give you a testimony out of it. Give someone a high five and say, receive your testimony. Out of that storm, I see joy. Out of that pain, I see joy. What is it the doctor told you? He's going to turn that mess into a message. He's going to turn that creepy situation into a testimony. What is it in your life? Like a tree standing and have no fruit in them. The tree had nothing to show. You know, sometimes if you're like me, you have a lot of people depending on you. You have family depending on you. You have brothers depending on you. You have this to take care, that to take care. This person, you know, I used to think it was just about me until the ministry started growing, until our staff network began to grow, until, you know, the congregation began to add to itself. And then I discovered that it wasn't all about me anymore. And so I no longer pray for open doors. I'm praying for breakthroughs. I don't know, you've been in that door, by that door for so long, but I prophesy a breakthrough is coming your way. What is a breakthrough? What's the difference between a breakthrough and an open door? A breakthrough is when the door is removed. You see, when a man opens a door for you, he can also close the door. A door that opens, you have a better job, a good job in the hospital, or maybe work for the federal government. All of a sudden, the door is closed. You get fired. But when God gives you a breakthrough, it's no longer one door. You see, that's why the Bible says, when one door closes, God opens many more doors. I prophesy to somebody here, you will not be cut down this year, because these is your year. Amen, somebody. This is your year of activation. This is your year to grow fruit on that tree. Your children are going to grow fruit. Come on now. I have them, my kids, in the college now. And so when I pray for them, I pray for not C or B. I'm praying for A. And so I don't know who have children in college. I don't know who have elementary children. I don't know who have high school children. I don't know who is dealing with a court case. I don't know who is going through a storm in the marriage or relationship. I don't know who is going through a trials in businesses. But I came under the sound of my voice today to speak to the foundation of your life, to give up your blessings in the mighty name of Jesus. Let me hear you say amen right there. Hallelujah. There is a turnaround coming your way. There's a wind blowing from the north, and that tree is about to bear fruit. I am the tree. You are about to bear fruit in the name of Jesus. Let there be a loud amen in this house. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Woo. I feel as if I'm in that room with you. Now I want you to stretch forth your hands to the video. Stretch forth your hands to the camera. Every one of you, maybe you are in the car, maybe you are at home, maybe you are at a job, I don't know where you are, but I want you to stretch forth your hands right there. Just hang in there and held it up, hold it up. While I'm praying this, sharing this word, I feel like prophesying and giving a word of knowledge to somebody who's been dealing with a child with a problem. There's somebody, you're listening to me, you have a child that have a situation, and that situation has taken a toll on you. But this one more year, come on now. This one more year, I see you smiling. I see you smiling in the name of Jesus. There's somebody else that is going to smile. This person I'm ministering to, your job left you. The job finished. And when that job finished, it looks like your life came to a standstill. I don't know who you are. But right now, the Lord is giving me a prophetic word for you. He said, look not to your right. Look not to your left. Look not to your front, to your back. For I, the Lord, I am up the north. I see a blessing coming from the north. You know, the Bible said that the north wind brings that refreshment. The north wind is blowing into your life right now. Right now. And there is that new position.
There is that phone call, that email that is coming to erase the mess you've been in for so long in the name of Jesus. Does this person, man of God, the Lord is showing to me a person that has been in Canada. This particular person is watching in Canada but doesn't have a place in Canada. You're watching in Canada, you're listening to me, but the document that you have is not the document that you want to have. Come on now. Glory to God. But I see the mailbox. I see your mailbox. I see your mailbox, and something is coming to your mail. You feel forgotten, left out, and you feel as if God is taking too long. You feel as if God has forgotten you. No. There's a word of knowledge for you. It's going to come to pass. This is your year. Come on now, say amen to that. This is your year. I see a new passport that bears Canadian passport, and I see a residency release into somebody's hand right now in the name of Jesus. The devil meant it for evil, but God turned it around. Come on. Right now. God is turning that situation around. There's somebody that you were at the doctor. This word of knowledge is strong in my spirit when I was preaching. I keep hearing the doctors giving you all kind of news. Yes, all kind of news. That is not what you want to hear. The doctors give you news that is not so friendly. The doctors giving you news of terrible, terrible fear. But God said it's not over. It's not what man says. It's not what science says. Because this year, I'm going to turn it around. God is going to turn it around in the name of Jesus. Can I get a loud amen if possible? Come and scream it, because it's coming. It's coming. There is a healing release into somebody's body right now. Right now. There's a person with a problem on the foot. You're going to begin to walk well right now. Come on now. This year. The dresser tells the owner of the farm, of the vineyard, give it just one more year. One more year. One more year. 2024. One more year. There's somebody on the prayer line. You on the Zoom with us. You are somewhere far in another country. It's been you trying to make a journey, and you are in between decision. You are trying to make a decision. You don't know what to say. You don't know if that's I want you to reach out to the man of God if possible, and share that your mind, that decision you're about to take. There's a woman you want to make a decision about settling down with somebody, but you are not so sure. I want you to reach out to the man of God. I don't know how many more minutes I have, but I want you to reach out, because God, the Bible said, there is safety in the middle of multitude of counsel. God is about to bring you to safety. There's a woman, God is saying to me that you were divorced, but it seems like you've been trying to get married again, and the enemy bring wrong people. I remove that curse right now in Jesus' name. There's somebody, I want to pray for you. 2023, a family member very close to you now passed away. I'm sorry if I'm giving you too much. It's coming into my spirit, and that's just the gift I have. That's just a little gift God has blessed me with. It's coming into my spirit, and I just got to release it. There's somebody here under the line with us. A family member very close to you passed away. And you have been mentally, physically burned. Since that date, you've been so down. But listen to the word. Be of good cheer. Be of good cheer. There's a turnaround coming. There's a turning around coming. There's a wind of refreshment blowing into your life. There's a healing, emotional healing. In the mighty name of Jesus, I want to pray for this mental health issue. It's a mental health problem. I don't know who is on medication. It's a mental health. You've been struggling with it, but you're healed today. Come on now. Come on now. Come on. Come on. Man of God, there's a woman that is praying for the sister. This woman has been standing in the gap for the sister. The sister is like an older sister to her, and she hasn't been married before. She's been praying for that sister. The Lord is bearing in my heart to tell that person, if the fasting ends on the 7th, continue the fast for the next 3 more days. Because I see it turning around, coming for your sister. The curse is broken. She was held back by a strong curse. That curse is broken in the name of Jesus. I pray for you today. Come on now. Hallelujah. Man of God, there's a person that needs a baby. That person, baby, has been released. That person, baby, has been, oh my God, I see faith in the house. I see faith in the house. Faith is coming to the house. Faith is being released right now, right now, right now, right now. There's a family on the line. That family loves the Lord. This family really, really loves the Lord. You are online with me. You love the Lord. All of you just kind of very prayerful, you know, serving in the Lord. But it's been a struggle for that family. The Lord is turning every bitter water from your family, sir, ma'am. You're watching me. You're watching me. And it's not just a man and a one person in the family watching. It's like many of you in that family. You are connected here. You're connected here. You serve the Lord. You've been loving the Lord. You've been serving the Lord. But the enemy kind of try to wage war of delay to your family. The curse is lifted. 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 In the name of Jesus. There is a lady, you are a nurse. Do I have time? I don't want to flow and forget about you. There's a lady, you are a nurse. You are a nurse. And there are two of you. One of you, you're battling an exam in the medical field. You're battling with this exam. There's a word of knowledge for you. You're battling with this exam, but grace has just come.
Hallelujah.
Grace. Come on. Grace.
Hallelujah.
Grace. Grace.
Grace.
Every time you take that exam, it's like it never really come out the way you want. But get what the Lord is saying. Victory has been released right now. Say amen if you can.
Amen.
Victory. I have 3 more minutes. I have 3 more minutes. But guess what now? Guess what now? The Lord is releasing your result. There's another person. You are a nurse. I want to come back to that nurse. There's a nurse on the line. What I'm hearing the Lord say to me is that you've worked so hard. You've worked so hard, but you make very little. You want to be happy. There's a grace of favor coming upon you.
Hallelujah.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
In the mighty name of Jesus. Who is this person you've been trying to move to another country? It's like I see you in the high-tech industry. You've been trying to move. Not moving as if you're running, but the jobs you're looking for is in another country. There's an open door for you. Check your email. It's going to happen in Jesus' name. The dresser is Jesus.
Amen.
And he's in the gap. He's standing in the gap for somebody. Glory to God. Glory to God. I feel it in the spirit realm. Thank you, Father.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Father. I see a big company hiring that person. I see an email coming, and I see a visa, and it's been released. Say amen to that.
Amen.
Say amen to that. Man of God, the Lord say to me to prophesy to the house. I see multiple locations. I see television. I see financial budget of the church expand. It's going to expand in 2024. The Lord is bringing sponsors and donors into this house. If you believe it, all of you say amen to it. Glory to God. Do you receive it today? If you receive it, come and shout amen and let me know that you have been blessed. When the testimony comes, let us share with you. It starts right now.
Amen.
I have 30 minutes to start my fasting, day four, and I'm glad to come into your midst to be a blessing to all of you. I want to pray over your offerings. Praying and giving goes together. There's some of you, the Lord will lay your heart to give 1,000. Some of you, the Lord will lay your heart to give in 700. Some of you, the Lord will lay your heart to give 500. Some of you, the Lord will lay your heart to give 200 or 100. Whatever that is, I want you to plug into this powerful prophetic declaration that I'm about to do. You can send a check to the church. I don't know how you give, but make it ready in your hands. I want to use my last 1 minute to pray for everyone who want to sow a seed on this altar. Right there where you are. I don't mean here in California. I mean right there in the house where you are. If you want the fire to keep burning, you have to put coal or you have to put some gasoline to the fire. And that's include worship, giving, prayers, and I want us to do a giving right now. I actually saw some of you expanding in businesses. So pick up your offering, lift it up. Let me pray. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, mighty God. Thank you for the hand that gives. Thank you because we don't just come to receive, but we give back into the kingdom. I pray for the 1,000 giver. I pray for 100 giver. I pray for 700, 500, a number of favor. 7 is a number of perfection. 4 is the number of the fourth man, Jesus, appearing in the fire. 3 is the number of the third man, which is the day of resurrection, restoration. Number 2, giving a 200 is a seed of 200 is a number of agreement. God is a God of numbers. And so everyone who raised an offering in 50s, in 10s, lift it up. Let me speak a word. May the Lord put a blessing over your giving. And for those who cannot give today, 2024, you will have multiple miracles and testimony financially so you can be a giver next time. God bless you, and thank you for joining, and thank you for fasting, and thank you for coming up, and thank you for praying in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. God bless you all. I'm signing off. My name is
Praise the
Dr.
Lord.
Ini Okwon. God bless you.
Bless you, Dr. Ini. Can you hear me now? Still can't hear me. Anyhow, thank you so very much for the word that you've given to us today. Lives have been transformed, minds renewed, and miracles are happening right this very moment. Thank you so very much. We really appreciate your ministry. I'll give you a call. We'll chat. God bless you. Let's give a good clap offering unto the Lord for Dr. Ini. Amen, amen, amen. Praise the Lord. Well, Dr. Ine is there. They're having their own services, and but he's in California, and we're here, so we took advantage of the time difference. Amen. And so he's going to another service right this very moment. Praise God. Hallelujah. That's how it goes for men and women of God. We just keep on going. Praise the Lord. Well, this is our year, and it's our turn. Amen? That was a powerful word. This year, God is doing the digging and the dunging so that our mess becomes our message, our test, our testimony. Blessed be the name of the living God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Have you been blessed? Amen. Well, rise with me for a moment. The God who brought you and I here doesn't do a half job. He completes everything. He starts. God sees you. God knows you. He knows every need. Every need. And there's not a need that is too small. And there's not a need that is too big. He cares about every single detail. May this God, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God who reigns supreme and sovereignly over every life, see you, remember you, and address every issue that concerns you. In the mighty name of Jesus, may he, every concern that concerns Glory and Peace Church, Lord, this day we declare by the authority of your word that it's all addressed, from the smallest to the biggest. There is nothing that is too small for you to address, and nothing that is too big for you to handle. So, Father, we thank you, Lord, that you are impacting every life. Thank you for the gift, O God, released upon your people tonight. The word, O God, this is our year. Lord, O God, we thank you that this is the fourth year, and every area is covered. We thank you, Father, that it is so done. We will experience all that you have ordained even before the foundations of the earth to bring into place in the lives of your people. Blessed, Father, be your holy name. Somebody say, I receive everything my Father has for me. No portion of it will be wasted, for this day, by the grace of God, I am focused. I will not be distracted by anything or by anyone. Nothing will distract me. I will receive and make good use of everything the Father has bestowed upon my life. I will not occupy space. I will fulfill my destiny in the mighty name of Jesus. And we are all in agreement concerning this. And all of God's people together in agreement said, yes and amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. God is good. Amen, amen, amen. We celebrate the goodness of God. You may be seated. Well, technology is a funny thing. Sometimes it works perfectly, and sometimes it has its different quirks. But nonetheless, we heard the word of God. Amen? We heard it. We received it. And we celebrate the goodness of God. Amen? The man of God challenged us on different amounts. Just obey God's instruction. You know, this is the way you see it. You never say, I did this before, so I don't have to do. No. Every time you hear the word of God, be ready to respond to it. And God will bless your obedience. Amen? It is the obedience that is the matter. It's not even the sacrifice. And everyone gives, I pray, sacrificially. But your obedience to the instruction is what puts that wind beneath your wings. Amen? God bless every one of us. Hallelujah. Tomorrow is what day? Saturday. And the word of God will come to us again. And then, of course, Sunday morning is going to be the next time. And then Sunday evening is the finale. And God is bringing to us men of God from different parts of the world that are going to speak prophetically into every life. I don't bring you lightweights. You know that, right? You may not have heard the name, but God knows that name. He said, this one, this one, this one, this one. And each one will be bringing a prophetic word to us. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. So get ready. Get ready. Don't waste this time that God has set apart for us. Amen? But before we leave tonight, I hear the Lord saying that we need to take the next 10 minutes to pray. Whatever it is that you sense deep within your spirit, I want you to use your prayer language and connect with it. Because there are things that are about to drop for individuals right this very moment. I was ready to wrap everything up, and the Lord says, no, not yet. Take the next 10 minutes and pray. I'm not going to pray for you. You're going to pray. Use your prayer language. Those of you that are on Zoom, use your prayer language. Just pray. Whatever it is that comes into your spirit, if God says family, speak in tongues, pray about it. Finances, pray about it. Church, pray about it. Your job, pray about it. Your business. Every thought that he pumps into your spirit, just connect with it. Because that's exactly what God wants to do right now. My marriage, my relationships, just connect with it right this very moment. Right this very moment. Go at it. Go at it. Take it. Take it up. Take it up. Just go. Just go. Just go. Take it up right now. Answers are dropping right this very moment. Katopo shekere batara dadaba sheke. Rambote maso kopro tekere batoshe. Ikatala bro santaramache kerebatoka. Batekele retin mosiende re matoko teka. Shikinde re batata poko temre kantobaka. Riko shem rekato sokia. Yatadimato prema tabakatachi. Shinambro matose predeke. Yande mato prena katoka. Rikata masike. Shantemra ne kataboa. Andebo sheke bro santore mataiki. Prenimoto. Kosontorema, Prema Talikarabo Shante, Kiarabo Shekan Tobre Katosa, Ikandrema Tobarata Kai, Shantemre Mukato, Opa, Ika, Rikian, Doposi, Parika Tendikatiko, Parina Nemo Sioreka, Shantemre Mukosialo, Pateki Kipo Madikataya, Remarabo Shanteremato Sabrekatoka, Shandere no Koto Broshikata, Indremo Sapromakataya, Sakia Robosha, Prantaniko Tiakopo, Sharema Tosika, Tikandere Botika, Choprena Kutabocha, Shadrema Tuarika, Rikatubashendero Bokoshi, Yandevo Sekrebato Sabaka, Shaleka Tuama Rikatoba, Rikatobre Kitoma, Shadeba Tukate, Parika Tanabashia, Shante Rikatoprema Koa, Shatatababa, Shatapabakia, Kriaborotosiada, Kroprema Topa, She Prenikata Hika, Tobrikina Masokara de Masha, Yenete Bate Setele, Rikete Brosa Korima Tobashima, Umbroto Soprekatuma, Shirabo Kota, Rikata Brose Kete Marakuraki, Kigrimba Rikata, Shirambrema Kuta Broseka, Krema Toboshe, Ye, Mosikate, Rikabromo Sakaya, Ropote Chirebashe, Matosre Pari, Baraka Sikatoba, Rikatandika Tere Batosika, Inde, Matusikiere, Brema Tubrekatika Tubakiade, Burasantema Premaka, Shande, Boki Katipa, Rikito Bobosha, Riko Bobosha, Riko Koboshe, Riko Boboshi, Riko Bobosha Tele, Ripoboshikalata, Ratom Brema Koba, Yambrema Sopikari, Rikata Nikata Nikata, Rikata Rikata, Rikata Rikata, Shakre Kre Kre Kre, Kre 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 Kre, Kre 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 Kre, Prosimbara, Prosimaka, Prosima Te, Prosima Ki, Prosima Sha, Prosima Kutarika, Promasekerebo, Sharemato Separi, Rika Dabosha, Rikato Brosima Robakurari, Matobrema Sokoreba Toseke, Ianedoboshe Tebrosema, Rikite Brosikarebashi, in the name of Jesus, Ika Deboshenima Ruka, Rikatumra Sokotebasho Karikata, Ianebose Kerebo, Rikadromo Sakit Brosima Koya, Rikado Brosima Kore, Rikabrosa Korobosha, Yikatabasheke rebosa, O ribashete rebokiala, Rikadaboshande rekotobro, Yatabresimatobre kedamashoka, Ikanabosheke rebose, Ikadobrosa koteba, O hallelujah, 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 Mambashekete brezima, Yandede de Suketelebra, Yaketima, Shikati Brosika, Shaledo Mosi, Kiriba Nepusompre, Kiria Teboshi, Ratombre Masokotarika, No Sekele, Yika de Maso, Shalekandre Masuka, Rekushi, Kiande. Masike lukuso ala shakira mosatiki niporema sokia la tuashi mai inge ka la boshikando e basikialo mi rekioti kikishi ala bo sempre ma kuasha ye ende e da pusem drima kuashi Ya de iba sombro che debro sina quasce rericocia raposhika ricatovoshika da bosinge mosutriala bu ba prima sukatika le bosinde in yana per suande moshokoti alobo aniemo suki ricato sote vi chiene moshatika Dopo sempre masochia, in de prossima quarta, paricata di mascicotei, yende da sombre masoteli ia katua mashuka depo simbre qua rosu rusiba risi qua toshima o kadobo sandia. Oh hallelujah. Oh hallelujah. Shilebo kiyando mosikandore homo sikito rebaneni hone mosikine baneni orebo sikine baneni hikarebo sikore mos sandei hikarebo sheketsikarei. Father, we give you praise. Hallelujah. Anderebo shandere do koso. Yalerebo sikialerebasio. Yalerebo sakaria daba. Oreba shekereba. Yerebo shakalebatoka. Roba shake. Yenderebo shikareba. Oreba shantorebo siolo. Oreba shanda ye ye. Yenderebokaya. 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 Hararia lobo shaka. Rekadabo sandrova. Ikaladaba shatea. Rikadabo shakereba. Yekerebo sandrovo she. Yeterebo sikayadaba. Ikarabo seke. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Hoye de bakare deva. Hikarabushaka. Hikeribusha. Hikarabushaya. Hikarabusha. Riketibuseke. Hikarabuseke. Hanabusha. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Oh, reba shande rebo kaya, ye abo shende rebo seke, ye katata ba shekareba. Hallelujah, kotosa, hallelujah, hallelujah, glory, hallelujah, 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 amen, amen. 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 Yes, Lord. Amen. We give you praise. We give you praise. We give you praise. In Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. Someone say, I believe. I receive. I receive all the Father has bestowed upon me. Thank you, Father, for answered prayers and for supernatural turnarounds. Amen. Hallelujah. Receive your supernatural turnaround right now. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Amen. Well, it is well. Hallelujah. Amen. God is good. Amen. Well, thank you so much for being here. The Lord is gracious, and we are blessed and highly favored of the Lord. Amen. We bless Dr. Ine Okwan for his word to us tonight. Hallelujah. At this time, let us just say a quick hello to the saints on Zoom. We have Sister Carol. Hallelujah. Bless you, Sister Carol.